With the redistricting, our Ward 1 representative was moved into Ward 2. So what that's, although he'll be allowed to serve out his term until January 1st, what that means is that we now have two incumbents in Ward 2. So even though our Ward 2 incumbent, Councilman Sisco, is technically not up for re-election for two more years, we do have to have an election for that Ward 2 seat.